Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Color of Love by Sharon Saleh, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Ruby Dye was getting ready for church, but her thoughts were anything but angelic. Peanut Butterman, the local lawyer, was taking her to Granny's country kitchen after the services. She'd spent the entire time she was putting on her makeup thinking about him and wondering, even hoping, that he was her secret admirer. For the past few months, someone had been showering her with flowers and gifts, and the idea that a man even found her desirable anymore had resurrected every dream she'd had about heroes, and Peanut was at the top of her list. There were plenty of single men in Blessings, and most of them came through the Curl Up and Die at least once a month to get a haircut. Each time one of them had shown up, she'd done her best to see if they were acting any differently toward her, or if their conversation was in any way alluding to more than chit-chat. However, the acquaintance she'd had with Peanut had grown from friendship to a crush to very shocking dreams of the two of them in bed. If he wasn't the man secretly courting her, her heart was going to break. She sighed, then paused in front of the mirror, looking past the makeup to the older, wiser woman she'd become. A far cry from the young woman who showed up in Blessings nearly 15 years ago as a frightened, newly divorced woman in her early 20s. Her dark, expressive eyes were set above high cheekbones in an oval face, and while she would have loved to be taller, she'd come to terms with her appearance. After one last look, she walked back into her bedroom, eyeing the two outfits she'd laid out on her bed. She still couldn't decide what to wear.